You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and the National Theatre of Scotland has announced a series of digital creative engagement projects which explore themes of care and empathy, celebrating and focusing on specific communities and individuals in Scotland, including young people in care, learning disabled adults, elderly members of the LGBTQ+ community, and many more. And joining me to discuss this new project today is Paul Fitzpatrick, who is the Director of Creative Engagement at the National Theatre of Scotland. Thank you so much for joining me, Paul.
I'm really happy to be here. Thanks for asking me.
So there's so much happening in this project. Can you tell us a little bit about where it started?
The CARE project started a couple of years ago, actually. We did a show called The Panopticon, which was about young people in care. And it just seemed to be a really important area to find out more about and to ask artists what their creative response to that would be. So that's been around for a while. And then, of course, when we went into the pandemic, the importance of care across our society just came to the fore. So though we were thinking about it well before the pandemic, it just really casts it in a really strong light about how important that was to talk about care, what it means in contemporary Scotland, and how artists can respond to that in a way that is creative at the same time as exploring some really, really important issues. And in terms of the Coming Back Out Ball, that's another one that's been around for a couple of years. It was originally an idea from an amazing company based in Australia called All the Queen's Men. And their concept was, when people get a wee bit older and they've identified as gay, lesbian, transgender or bisexual throughout their lives, there's a sense that they go back into the closet. Because with older people, we often don't talk about or refer to sexuality. And there's a sense amongst that community that they then had to come out again. So Tristan from All the Queen's Men came up with this concept of, rather than hiding that fact, let's celebrate it. Because coming out in the first place can sometimes be a traumatic experience to some people. So let's not go through that again. Let's actually celebrate that. So we started that creative engagement project. Also, that was 2 years ago. It was meant to be a year-long project, but because, once again, the pandemic, what actually that gave us was an opportunity to extend that and to have some really deep engagement with the elder members of the LGBTIQ+ community. And it's been an absolute delight to work on that project.
So many important issues that you're touching on there. So what are some of the events that we can still go and watch and find out more about?
Well, tomorrow we're launching Nicola McCartney's response to young people in care and the care system in Scotland. So what she did, Nicola's a very renowned and well-respected playwright in Scotland, and she's also had quite a lot of experience of care for young people. She's been a foster parent, and also we have a thing in Scotland called the Children's Panel, which really looks after children going into care or being looked after by the local authorities. So she's got a lot of experience. So she responded to our call out last November about response to care in Scotland by saying she'd like to conduct a series of interviews with people who've experienced care, either professionally as social workers or as a young person being either looked after at home or in foster care, and just what their responses are to being in care and what can change and what are the challenges. So she transcribed those interviews into a series of dramatic monologues and dialogues and sort of some choral work. And so what we're launching tomorrow is a film of a rehearsed reading. So it's actors had a few days rehearsal with their script in their hand, and they are reading Nicola's response to the interviews that she's collected. She did over 100 hours of interviews, so she's got a really, really in-depth view of these people's experience of care. And sometimes it's a tough watch, you know, some really important issues come up there, but what it is it's absolutely compelling. So tomorrow we're launching that, and that's going to be available on our website for 3 weeks, and it's free, and you can just log in and watch it. It's a really compelling watch. And then also we're launching a response to some learning disabled adults during the pandemic, very specifically their response to where they couldn't use their care services or how the care service had to shift for their needs during the pandemic. So a really fantastic company in Scotland called 21 Common, which is led by Lucy Gaisley, Gary Gardner and Ian Johnston as the creative leads, decided they would run basically a dance club for learning disabled adults. And it was quite a full-on, really hardcore dance afternoon. So every Friday they used to get people together on Zoom and dance together. And through that experience, Lucy created this film called Non-Optimum, When It Is Safe to Do So. And it's a response to those four learning disabled adults and how they've connected with each other and also connected across society during the pandemic. And that's a 40-minute film that we're launching on the 1st of July, also going to be available on the website for 3 weeks. And it's just extraordinary. That is, it's a joyous and also poignant watch. And what I love about it is that you really get to know those four collaborators that Lucy's worked with over the past 6 months. And you just want to go out dancing after it. You just want to go out to a club and go dancing.
I cannot wait.
It's just beautiful. So, yeah, that's what we've got coming up. That's going to be available for the basically most of July that people can tune into on our website.
Two very different things there, but they sound absolutely fascinating and I literally can't wait to watch them. And they are both audio described for blind and partially sighted people.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got a policy at National Theatre of Scotland to make sure all of our work is accessible, as far as accessible it can be. So yeah, both of those films are audio described. And actually, one of the members of my team, Gillian, I've got to give a shout out to Gillian Gourley, because she's a trained audio describer as well as being our creative learning manager here at National Theatre of Scotland. So she's done the audio description for us. And so it just has that extra level of, I'm really proud that that's something that we offer internally at National Theatre of Scotland, because we just want, being like we say, we're theatre for everyone, and that's got to be truly everyone. So we do everything we can to make the access as wide as possible.
Brilliant. Well, that's great to hear. And thank you for joining us. Hopefully August we'll have some theatres and creative spaces back open and we can get there in person.
Yes, I'm crossing my fingers that we can get into some theatres and see some live theatre. And even let's get the clubs open again so we can get dancing too.
Absolutely. Just remind us of the website address where we can watch these creative projects.
Yeah, so it's nationaltheatrescotland.com.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for joining me, Paul.
It's really enjoyed speaking with you.